Hi, I'm Deanna Huff. Recently, I had the view of watching two girls walk away from a friendship bitter and resentful. Amazingly enough, it was only days before that I saw the same two girls laughing and enjoying one another's company as if they would be friends for life. So what are they to do now? What is this conflict going to produce? What is produced in the conflict that God allows in your life each day? Every day, all of us wake up to the opportunity to have conflict with someone. Ken Sandy once wrote the words, "Where two or more are gathered together, there will be conflict." Since his occupation was being a lawyer, he should know conflict all too well. However, God knew that we would be a people that dealt with conflict. Just examine the blame game conflict of Adam and Eve in the garden when God was looking for them in the cool of the day. They were hiding from God because they had eaten the forbidden fruit. And God asked them, "Have you eaten from the forbidden fruit?" And Adam's response was blaming Eve, while Eve's response was blaming the serpent, when in reality, it was a lust of their own desires that led them into disobedience with produced conflict. Therefore, it should be no surprise that God, who graciously took them out of the garden because he did not want them to eat from the tree of life and live in their sin eternally, is the same God who left the principles of handling conflict throughout his word. So it is, in the midst of this fallen world, Jesus calls us to be peacemakers. In Matthew 5, he says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be sons of God." So where can we go to find out how to never stop being peacemakers? It is when we turn our eyes on the Father to pursue his glory. Ken Sandy invites us to examine the four G's from within the Word of God. When conflict arises, the first thing we must remember is to glorify God. It is through 1 Corinthians 10:31 that states, "Whether we eat or drink, whatever we do, do all to the glory of God." So when our focus is to glorify God, even in the midst of conflict, our motivation is going to bring guided steps to reconciling the problem at hand. Secondly, we need to follow Matthew 7:5 and examine our own fault within the conflict. In other words, we need to get the log out of our own eyes so we can see clearly to take the speck from the other person's. Instead of focusing on what the other person did wrong, ask yourself how you could have better handled the conflict in order to glorify God. Thirdly, we need to go to the other person and restore in gentleness, as it is stated in Galatians 6:1. Lastly, we need to go and be reconciled, as it is commanded in Matthew 5:24. Peacemaking is the call to restore damaged relationships and forgive as Christ forgives. So the next time you find yourself in a disagreement with someone, remember that God knew there would be conflict. However, he provided a way to glorify him and be reconciled. Remember to glorify God, get the log out of your own eye, gently restore, and go and be reconciled. Never stop the pursuit of being a peacemaker. Remember Romans 12:18. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone.